Hello.
Yes, hi, Monica. Good morning. It's Naftali with Family First here.
Yes, hi. Good morning.
Good morning. Do you have time now to go over the case and get you started?
I do, but I was told that he would need to be with me when I do it.
Yeah, so for calling
Is
in the
that
broker, you will need a patient.
okay? Yeah, he goes to daycare every day, so it can only be, five.
So if you can,
Unless it's on
have
the
him,
weekend.
if you can have in mind to call the broker, because this is really the first step to start the case, and
But
for
I'm power of
scheduling.
attorney, so why would he need to be present for this part?
So actually, the broker needs the patient on the phone. They want to ask them
Okay.
the date of birth and their name, but they're not speaking, all the
What if
time.
he can't answer these things?
That would that
Is
if
what
he
I'm saying.
can't answer that, I don't know. I don't know how they do if the patient can't
Okay.
answer that, but that's what they require. So I don't know.
Okay.
Just one more thing about the PCP form. This is something that we can schedule now, if you have a
Okay.
minute or two to call in the telehealth doctor.
Yes.
So the way it works is that we're scheduling an appointment, and at a given date and time, they're calling the patient and they're asking questions about regarding their, health and medications and everything. So let's go ahead and
Yeah.
call. Just one more.
Okay.
Thank you for calling New York Best Medical.
Hi, good afternoon.
Hi, good
Hi.
afternoon. It's Naftali with Family First Care.
Yes.
I have the caregiver on the line for patient Alvin Marshall.
What is the portal ID, please?
Here. But let me create it real quick, just one second.
No problem. Monica,
Yes.
do you have the best phone number that the company would be able to reach the patients on the date of the appointment?
It would be mine, 443.
554-0859, right?
Correct. Yes.
Okay, just one second. Okay, let's just create it, and the portal ID will be 563-557.
Five, six, three, I'm sorry.
563-557.
Five, five, seven. Okay, it's for Mr. Alvin Marshall.
Yes.
Correct.
No problem. Yes, thank you. I can speak with the caregiver.
Okay.
Hi. Good afternoon. My name is Mihaela from the clinical department. In order to schedule the appointment, I have the earliest availability to the clinician contact you for the next week. I will tell you the date. One second. Okay. For the next week on a Wednesday, day 4, may it be in the morning or afternoon? What time will be better for you?
Afternoon, because he doesn't get home until like 4:35 o'clock.
Between 3 to 5 in the afternoon is good for you? 3 to 5?
No, ma'am, I was saying he does not get home from his program until 5 o'clock. So could it be an evening appointment or Saturday appointment?
May it be the appointment only with you because it's a normal phone call. That will be 10-15 minutes. So it will not with Zoom. It's a normal phone call. They will ask about the medical condition of the patient. In the morning or afternoon, what time will be better?
Morning.
Between 9 to 11, I have that time window. And he's taking any medication, right?
Yes.
What is the pharmacy number, please, for the medication list?
Veteran Administration.
I'm sorry?
It's Veterans Administration in Costa. I got to Google it. I don't know it.
I'm sorry. I couldn't hear you so well. Can you repeat the name of the pharmacy?
Veterans, VA, Veterans Administration.
Administration, okay. And I need the address of the patient, please, of Mr. Alvin.
Eight Mystery Rose Like the Flower Lane. West Rose.
Yes.
Lane. West Grove, Pennsylvania. 19390.
I have it. Thank you so much for your time and collaboration. So for the next Wednesday between 9 to 11, the clinician will call. Have a good day and thank you for your time.
Thank you
next,
very much.
Next you're welcome.
Next Wednesday, yes, on day 4. Yes.
Before. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good day. Bye.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye. Have a good day.